SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday, and we got some good ones, but let's start with the good.
The good of the day. You know, there was a lot of good going on yesterday, or there was a lot to choose from for the good.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, we could have gone, you know, Tony Parker retiring yesterday and just kind of reflecting on, you know, his impact.
What a great career.
What a great career. You know, I love, we'll get more into David Ortiz here in a second, but I love the fact that the Red Sox were like, you know, private plane, let's go, boy. Get up here. We're going to take care of you.
Gave him a police escort to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably would do that in an emergency situation, but it was still cool.
The only time I would have appreciated a duck parade for the Red Sox right now, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But the good of the day, I mean, it's a city I need to visit. I was just thinking about this. I saw it on TV, and I was like, you know, I've never been to Chicago. I've driven through Chicago. I've never actually just kind of hung out and played in Chicago, which I need to do at some point in my life. But having said that, the Chicago Bears are celebrating 100 years of professional football.
Yep.
So they're having all these galas, you know, obviously going to be wearing a patch on their uniform. I don't know where they're going to put it. They have so many patches that they already wear. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe it'll just be sprawled on the back, you know, 100 years. But during a ceremony where the, you know, the fans were invited, they wheeled out. I feel bad not knowing that he was still alive. They brought out Gale Sayers.
I heard he's not doing too great.
No, he's suffering from dementia really bad. You know, I mean, failed health. He probably didn't realize what was going on. I mean, that's how bad it is, you know, or why he was out there. But the crowd didn't care. They just cheered and cheered and would not stop.
Yeah, great.
Stop with the ovation. And, you know, I mean, that's, you're talking about, you know, probably arguably one of the greatest Bears of all time, if not one of the greatest NFL players of all time.
Sure.
Especially in running backs. I don't know. It was a good feeling just seeing this crowd just go absolutely nuts over more than likely most of these people never saw a play.
I was fortunate when I was a kid to have an English teacher very early knew that I loved sports and I was kind of nuts about sports. And we were, you know, yeah, English teachers are like, pick a book and do a book report, right? She gave me I Am Third, which is Gale Sayers' book. And it was amazing. It was amazing. Like, I was old enough to understand it and read it, and it was really great. But yeah, I'm glad that they did that. He's really an amazing figure.
Yeah.
And Billy D. Williams played him in the movie, Brian's Song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good to hear. It's sad what's happening to him, but it's good that he got the kind of honor that he deserves.
I'm sure that
happens everywhere he goes in Chicago.
I'm certain, but I don't think he gets out that much anymore.
No, I don't think so.
That's why, I mean, I felt bad. Like, I thought he had passed away.
A lot of people probably did. I didn't know he was still alive until I saw there was a report where people were saying, you know, hey, pray for him. He's not doing great. You know, keep him in your thoughts. And I was like, oh, okay. Still kicking around, but needs some thoughts and prayers. So.
Yep. So the bad of the day.
Yeah.
You and I had talked about this earlier. We decided to slot it into this spot right here. If you've been living under a rock the last 24 to 48 hours, I guess now, David Ortiz was shot in the back. When you and I were talking about it first, we were like, oh, you know, the reports are that this was a robbery. You and I watched the video. I was like, ah, this is no robbery.
Yeah.
This was an assassination attempt.
Exactly.
Easily. Well, guess what, Tony? We were right. Apparently, this was an assassination attempt, or this was a hit put on David Ortiz's life by a suspected drug lord. The details of what it's over are sketchy at best, but the rumors that keep coming up is that it's over. I think it's the drug lord's ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or something.
Uh-oh.
Something along those lines. The other sad thing is that David Ortiz was warned about this back as early as 2015.
No kidding.
So he has known that, you know, his life has been threatened in the Dominican Republic.
Hey, that's really scary. And I don't know who is wanting this, if indeed he does want it. But I hate to ask this. Does he have influence in the United States, meaning could he get to David Ortiz in the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume that they all have. I mean,
I'm sure you can.
If you reach drug lord status, isn't that like, you know? Yeah. I mean, you. I don't know what the pre positions are, the warm up positions, if you will. You know, by the time you get to drug lord, are you just like drug manager, drug general, then finally get to drug right. lord?
Right.
When you get to drug lord, doesn't that mean like I can go anywhere I want? I can reach out to anybody I need to.
Yeah,
I'm all over the place.
I mean, obviously, I mean, I think immediately of Pablo Escobar. Like, he had people all over, like, you know, that could get to people. I guess it's kind of scary for Ortiz. Like, he's not really safe anywhere, right? I mean, you could. That's.
I mean, in theory,
what did he do? What are we talking about here?
That's what the problem is. We just don't know exactly what it is that he did.
No, but listen, I agree completely that there's more to this than a robbery, because there's no way that was a robbery.
There's no way.
That guy walked into a crowd and he shot David Ortiz in the back
and then took off.
There's no, I want money, I need money, you might have some jewelry that I want. No, that's not happening. But the other thing too is this guy failed. So I wonder. I'm thinking to Hollywood here, Ron. So please forgive me, but I'm almost expecting some like rogue cop to then, you know, ice this guy so he doesn't talk.
That was also part of the rumor that there were dirty cops involved.
Yes, now, exactly.
Again, I mean, you're going to hear a bunch of stories, and pretty soon this will become a movie. At some point, you know, it'll be, you know, that. They may not have David Ortiz as the name of the character, but it will be the basis of a character. And the whole thing, I mean, this just sounds like almost sounds like a Martin Scorsese film.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, just some crime drama where there's different layers. And like you said, I mean, the guy who failed, if you're him and you're sitting in jail, it's just a matter of time before he dies, right?
Right. That's what I mean. Again, I just think too Hollywood on these things. But in a movie, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, you take care of him, clean up the mess.
Right? Yeah, you gotta get rid of that.
Can't have that guy talking.
You can't have that guy talking. So you gotta cut that off as soon as you can. So this is really I'm really really worried for David Ortiz now, because there's already been one, and you.
Now you kind of.
I'm
wish
not trying to think criminally here, but if you're a drug lord, now you got to be like, I gotta finish this.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of wish that it was a failed robbery, a botched robbery.
Of course.
Now you're looking
at
it like, oh man, I wish it was a robbery.
Like, does he need 24-hour security now for the rest of his life?
Walking around with the president with just security, Secret Service guys in plain clothes, you would never even know.
Exactly.
A trained assassin.
Like certain celebrities do, but they're just warding off the real, you know, you hear this with celebrities that I have to have 24-hour security, but they're getting like lunatic death threats from people who are just like, I didn't like your movie, blah, blah, I'm going to kill you. And you're like, but they're not really serious. This guy actually did, if you know, this is what went down, hired a hitman to do this job and almost did it.
I would say if you're David Ortiz and you have the means and, you know, and you have the backing of the Red Sox family, go hire the Mountain.
Yeah, good, true. Good, true.
You could walk behind him and no one would ever see you.
That's very true.
Not make anybody look like a kid.
That's very good point. Very good point. Well, I worry for David Ortiz now, but that's true. Yeah, that's been popping now. And you know, that's this story is only going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Because, like we said when we saw the video, there's no way this was just a, whoops, I just fired into a crowd and I happened to hit the most popular athlete in the Dominican Republic.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the guy literally is a god down there.
Yeah. He's something up with him. All right, so now the dumb.
We've seen these lists come out before. I wanted to get your reaction and have you judge this list. A wife decided to give her husband a list of rules for him to follow as he went off to a bachelor party.
Okay.
So rule number one, no illegal drugs.
That's reasonable.
Number two, no cigarettes because the husband quit, so she doesn't want him falling off the bandwagon.
No, that's reasonable.
Number three, no alcohol.
No, that's not reasonable.
Number four, no strippers, dancers, women at all.
Not reasonable at all.
Number five, no fast cars, taxis only. That one I can get behind.
I can get behind
taxis, Ubers.
You're going to drink, you know, just stay away from the wheel.
And now we're going to have some fun. Number six, all phones need to be tracked at all times.
No, 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 and no.
Number seven, no swearing.
Wait, how would she know?
Number eight, everyone home by midnight.
Oh, stop with this. It's nonsense.
Number nine, no hurting each other, including play wrestling.
Okay. We'll see.
I don't know how many bachelor parties she's seen. I've been to a few. I don't remember ever a time wrestling.
No. Like, what are you gonna tickle fight at a bachelor party?
Yeah,
no.
We don't. You know, just contrary to popular belief, men don't usually pillow fight at bachelor parties.
No, exactly.
It's kind of weird.
It's all good. Usually cigars, poker, strippers, and drinks.
Finally, no gambling.
Oh, well, where is he going?
Exactly. I mean, if you're not going to Vegas or somewhere in New Jersey, no gambling. Okay.
Yeah, he can come here to Tennessee where we don't have any casinos whatsoever, and the nearest one is over the border in Mississippi.
Just
you can
don't
go there.
Do it during NFL draft weekend.
Yeah,
apparently
that's
that was
right.
A bad idea.
That's very true.
She did give a edit though, and I love this part. It says, "Okay, guys, I've taken your feedback, and you're right. I can't control him once he leaves the house, and I can't control his friends. So I've decided to not let him go."
Oh no! What are you doing?
This girl has some serious trust issues.
Oh, that's problematic.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I mean, if I'm the guy, I'm looking at this and this is out on social media, I'm rethinking. I have to reevaluate this relationship, right?
Yeah, I would totally reevaluate this relationship. I'm like, what have I gotten myself into? Wait a minute. You really, like, seriously? Like, you know, I can't have a, you know. Don't have an affair. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
But my God, go out and have a good time with your buddies getting married.
Yeah, I get the you
this
know
part
the
of
no
the tradition.
Cigarettes. You go, you quit. Quitting's hard. No cigarettes.
Yeah,
you know, maybe that means no cigars for you, and you stay away from them. But come on, you got to take part of the other bachelor party. It's just a few nights out of the year where a guy gets to be a guy.
That's exactly right. The stop. That's too. That's awful.
You let him get him out of his system. He's good for like 4 or 5 years.
It's very true. Good point.
It's like the purge. You know,
and by the way,
one night to just go crazy.
And get
all that stuff out of you.
Stop telling us everything that's going on with your lives all the time. This is something that I'm glad we knew, but we don't need to know.
Right.
Like, this is not something you're like. Listen, there have been times where I've wanted to tell my friends on social media, really need to keep this between you and your wife. Like, you really don't need to be telling everybody about this, right?
Well,
stop.
Isn't that what Facebook became? Facebook became like, there was like three types of Facebookers. One who constantly brag about everything good in their life.
Yep.
To make you feel bad about your own. And then you just realize like, oh, they're only posting the good stuff.
That's exactly right.
And they seem to be doing it a lot. So they're probably making up for something. Or the other person is the one that just constantly complains about everything.
All the time.
And then the third one is the one who wants you to become their friend in some game so they can get more points.
I'm telling you, Facebook, I'm telling you, Facebook is, Facebook definitely has a short lifespan because my kids aren't on it at all. They're not like my kids' generations aren't on it at all.
No.
And there's going to be a point where like they're going to be, you know, those of us who are on it and use it all the time, we're just going to die out and then no one's going to use it anymore.
Well, I barely use it either.
Yeah. There are people, more and more people are using less and less of it. Like my son made a really good point. He says, you know, because every time I see your Facebook page and there's always a picture of like something from like the 1960s. And it was always like, share if you know what this is. And my son goes, I don't care what that is. Good. So you had to churn your own butter. He's like, what am I supposed to do? Feel bad? And I go, very good point. Oh, you had to have cassette tapes to tape your own songs. Oh, I feel terrible. I wasn't born in that generation. I'm like, yeah, good point. So he's like, it's all old people reminiscing about what it was like in olden times.
Like, even have pages like that.
Exactly. He's like, I don't want anything to do with that. He goes, I don't want to know what you had. I don't want to know what it was like. I don't care what it was like. He goes, I don't want to be reminded about how good it was in your days when you had to do extra things that takes less steps. And I go, yeah, that's a great point. So good point. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb, and it's SB Nation Radio.